This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's Taliban government on Sunday asked foreign airlines to resume commercial flights to and from Kabul. The Taliban said problems at the capital city's airport had been resolved and that the facility is fully operational. The Kabul airport was closed for all commercial flights in the wake of the emergency evacuation of tens of thousands of foreigners and vulnerable Afghans that ensued after the Taliban takeover of Kabul on August 15th. The airport, which was damaged during the chaotic evacuation, has since been reopened for a limited number of aid and chartered passenger flights with technical assistance, mainly from Qatar. The takeover of Kabul essentially sealed Taliban control of the entire country of Afghanistan. Germany is still waiting for preliminary final results in Sunday's general election, which will eventually result in a new chancellor for Germany as Angela Merkel steps down after 16 years in office. The center-left Social Democrats appear to be almost 2 percentage points ahead of Merkel's party, the conservative Christian Democrats. The SPD candidate for chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has already said his party has a clear mandate to rule. But Merkel's chosen successor, Armin Laschet, has vowed to do everything he can to build a government. The parties that came in third and fourth in the election, the Greens and the Liberal Free Democratic Party, will be key to forming a governing coalition. Both of the main party leaders say they want a new government in place by Christmas. Germany is the EU's largest economy. Brexit has made its place all the more prominent in the European economy. This is VOA News.